Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number. The $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Depression is a serious thing. It can lead to, you know, horrible, horrible consequences and death very, very easily if left untreated and undiagnosed and unrecognized. And unfortunately, a lot of uns there. That's the way it goes, because it's something that a lot of people don't like to talk about, don't know to talk about, don't even realize sometimes is going on with them. But the help of a medical professional is something that should be sought out immediately if you feel you are suffering from it or you know someone who is. I'm going to say that first before we get into this next story. This next story is about someone who is clearly suffering with it. They find a way out of it. They find a way to move on from it, amazingly, without much medical intervention, but that is, in reality, far from common. They suspect that some of the things that were pulling them down were beyond just a mental condition. They feel that it was something darker, more malicious, more evil that was holding them back and trying to pull them away from health, from life, from friends and family and this world. They amazingly made it through. This is their story. Here's a bit of irony to start off with. My name is Joy, and I am depressed. It's okay to let out a little snicker at that one, or rather, was depressed. The struggle with my former clinical condition started at the ripe age of 12. I look back on this and think to myself, why would a 12-year-old girl named Joy even understand what depression is? Well, that would be a good question. You see, both my parents are alive and well. All five of my older siblings are also in good health, kind of, and are tender, caring people. I've never dealt with a loved one of mine passing. I have no life-threatening diseases, and for the most part, I've been blessed to live in a stable, loving home. Stepping back and looking at the life I was given, I could violently shake my former self for not appreciating it more if it were not for the actual cause of my affliction. Here is the darker truth. The answer to why I was tormented with such immense misery? Demons. I seem like the classic misunderstood teen angst kid. Black, baggy clothes, adorned with chains and skulls, dark makeup, and a glare that could kill. I thought this glare was a nervous stare interpreted by others as a get away from me or I'll murder you look. In all sincerity, I was just a horribly shy girl with an affinity towards the darker side. To me, goth was pretty. So being raised in a church, others were quite leery of me, often accusing me of being involved in the occult or that I was possessed by a demon. At that point, I had not yet dealt with any paranormal activity, not until these kinds of hateful rumors were spread, that is. I soon became friendless, lifeless, and ultimately felt worthless. Not long after these feelings sprouted, did I reach the point where I was ready to end it all. Quick resolve for a permanent solution, right? But then, who could reach me? I had secluded myself, like I was contained in a transparent box, or better yet, an impenetrable steel-plated box. Never talked to my classmates, my grades dropped dramatically, and I even ignored my family when I was home, locking myself in my room and laying on the ground, fantasizing about the glory of death and its miraculous conclusion to pain. I'd not even cried through any of the bullying or inner torture I was enduring, and felt like my tear ducts had just dried up. I was slowly turning into a comatose shell of a human. Then I started hearing voices. Almost every day of my childhood and my teenage years, I spent at the church. This was because it was also where I attended school. Go figure. Yep, kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. Even in the church, I still cannot escape the bodiless voices that constantly chanted my name. Wherever there was light that faded to darkness, like a fluorescent lit hallway with a broken light at the end of the walk or an empty dark classroom, I could always clearly hear my name whispered in a loud yet subtle tone. And it was an enticing call, hypnotizing in fact, beckoning me to come closer. Seems like a classic horror movie, haunting, but this is all true. These voices seemed to call for me the most when I was surrounded by other people. Normally when I was at the church for school, when they would start, any other noises, talking, laughter, nonsensical commotion made by the all-enclosing crowd would start to dissipate like submerging your head slowly underwater. All other sound was literally drowned out, and the only thing could be heard would be my name, meticulously calling for me. Thinking back on it, now I know these voices desperately wanted to pull me even further away from anything living, wanting me to feel as ostracized and alone as possible. What's wrong with me? I often wondered this. Why should I feel this overwhelming despondency to incessantly feel so dark? Why is the last shred of happiness left to be felt only transpired when I idly fantasize about suicide? And why am I hearing these voices? Who are they? What do they want? An entry found in my journal I obsessively kept at the time. I felt tormented and like I was a failure for not being strong enough to live or feel like other people did. As these feelings progressed and the voices persisted, the paranormal abuse worsened. The nightmares, in my opinion, were the worst stage of the whole experience. I'm not entirely sure if I can describe the gruesomeness or heaviness in a fluent or comprehensive way, though I'd never wish this upon another living thing. The raw impact of the images and the feelings emitted from these dreams can only be understood through experiences alone. Through these dreams, the voices that haunted me revealed their forms to an extent. Each demon cloaked in a grayish black veil, their faces were literal voids like a black hole framed by their hoods. They hovered in midair, their feet hidden beneath their ethereal robes, and a stringy black energy filled the space between the bottom of their cloaks and the ground. Their bony white hands hung at their sides, each finger coming to a sharp point. They had no fingernails, but instead a single exceptionally long and curved claw that dangled in the middle finger of their right hand. In my dreams, two of these demons clung to my back, and the third demon always sought to attack my family or people I knew from the church, normally my classmates. Many mornings, I would wake up to find scratches on my legs, and upon further inspection, on my back as well. A handful of times, these scratches would still be seeping blood. Not a heavy flow of blood, but enough for some oozing to occur. I don't want to describe any more of my dreams, not yet at least. I guess it's a little more traumatic than I originally thought. Sorry. So on to the conclusion to all of this madness. How did this plague ever reach its end when it was so near its deadly pinnacle? Well, in a nutshell, when I turned 13, I was trying to make the most of my summer vacation without killing myself. Sorry if that statement sounds more contrite than it was meant to, although I literally was trying to avoid committing suicide. I received a phone call from my mom while she was at work. I forgot to mention that both my parents are on-staff pastors at the same church I attended school at. She told me that an anonymous donation was made on my behalf to go with the older youth group to a mission trip in Jamaica. Of course I said no. I really did not want to go, being surrounded by church people on my off time. Not too keen on that idea. After much pestering by my mom, I reluctantly submitted, packed my bags, and journeyed off for my first time out of the country, other than Canada, that is, and made my way to the slums of Jamaica. Apart from all the eye-opening scenery and the heartwarming humanity to be felt by helping and serving the poorest of the poor, it was a moment I spent alone, away from the group, away from the service, by myself, in one of the bunkers where we spent our nights in, with a stray Bible. One of the other youth groupies, little joke, left sitting on their cots. The awesome, magnetic, strange pull I felt when I saw that Bible lying on the beat-up mattress was just enough to make me open it. Mind you, I was over this whole God and Christian thing, and I was sure that I already had suffered my fair share of it. Ending up in some random section, I found myself in the book of Matthew, and the only words, seriously, the only words that could be seen were as follows. Joy, peace be with you. This probably sounds unbelievable, but it's true, and it is what happened to me. After reading that statement, there came an overbearing lightness I felt squeeze my heart. Not in a painful way, more like an inner spiritual cleansing was taking place, and I could feel every step of it. And for the first time in the whole year and a half that I suffered in silent misery, I began to cry, like uncontrollably cry. It was the most relieving and energizing cry I had ever felt. Big globs of tears running down my cheeks as if someone had turned a faucet on in my face. From that exact moment on, I was healed. I no longer struggled with depression. No longer was bothered by those demons that haunted me. No longer sad in self-loathing and despair. I was, plainly put, free. I'm now 20 years old, and I'm happy, healthy, and full of life. I continue to have run-ins with the paranormal every so often, but nothing that frightens me too much. And very rarely is it ever a demon anymore. I understand now how to protect myself from darker, more malicious entities, and have been able to help a few others that have had similar problems as mine. I do not follow an organized religion per se, but rather listen to my instincts and pray to God to lead me down the right paths. I don't mean to come off as preachy. I'm simply relaying the events that took place in my life at that time and how I was able to overcome the worst parts.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.